Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And Lottie. I'm recording.
Hey, everyone. It's a mini episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, your favorite podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss. And as always, every other week, my co-host is...
Jackie J. And I agree, this is my favorite podcast.
This is my... Your podcast is my favorite podcast. We have my dog here also. She could not be more annoying. Lottie?
She's just perusing the books in the room. She's just deciding what book she'd like to read.
Okay, I need you to sit. So we're here for another mini. We're recording IRL.
Yes, we are.
We're at Jackie's new house.
Yes, we are.
That's amazing.
Oh, Lottie's playing with the baseball.
Lottie. Good girl. Yeah. All right, well, it's another mini episode. And here we are. And I thought today would be a fun theme, would be the things that were advertised to us online...
That got us,
that we bought, and that we loved.
Yes.
I love that stuff because everything's advertised to me online.
Same.
You don't host a podcast about buying stuff and escape any...
And you know what I also appreciate?
Tell me.
The cookies, because sometimes you click something, and then a couple days later, you will get another ad for it on Instagram or something. You're like, whoa, it knows I looked at that.
I love those cookies.
Those cookies follow your ass around. They don't... Wherever you end up, they will find
you. Those cookies
don't
play. The
cookies will find you.
The cookies will find me. And they found me. So I brought something that I was influenced by.
Yes.
I asked you to do the same.
Yes.
Do you want to start with mine?
Yes, because it's staring at me and I want it.
So I brought it over. Anybody who has seen these ads, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The Baboon to the Moon travel go bags.
First off, my first instinct, bad name.
You think?
Silly name, no?
Silly name, but really colorful bags.
That's true. And I do appreciate a color.
You do appreciate a color. And I'm getting more into color. I think maybe LA has rubbed off on me. I'm wearing all black.
Yes, I see that.
I do have a red shoe on, though.
But you have a statement bag now.
I have a statement bag.
And that's all you need.
That's right. So these are these duffel bags that they have been relentlessly advertising to me on Facebook. And I am getting into traveling again. Obviously, lots of trips planned back to my homeland, New York,
yes,
to see my family. And so I gave in. I bought the mini, which is the one that I have here.
Okay, and how much was that?
This was a great question. I think this was in the realm of like $165.
Okay, so you pay up for these because that looks like a really nice bag. Hey.
Lottie. Oh my gosh. Could not be more annoying. The largest, the big... is not a carry-on size.
Okay,
it has
like
to be
bag.
Checked. This one, the mini, is a personal item. So you could get the mini and the small. The small is a carry-on size. You could bring both.
And you would have that set, honey. And
you would have that set.
Traveling
it doesn't
style.
Have wheels. I will say that's hard. But I like the fact that it's a backpack. So I got the mini in yellow, and I got the small in red. But it actually has more of like a coral tinge. You might like it. It's very pink.
Yes, I love a pink.
Lottie, are you doing bad things?
She's just sniffing.
She's just doing sniffs. Okay, so this is what I like about this bag.
Is this vegan?
Well, you know I didn't look that up.
Because this doesn't feel like leather to me.
It's not.
Like
it's
canvas.
It's nylon. It's like a heavy-duty nylon.
So it might be a vegan bag, which already gets points for me because that is so hard to find.
You could probably Google that. You've got your phone in here?
Yeah.
While I'm talking about it, why don't you Google? Because that's an important question.
Baboon to the Moon?
Baboon to the Moon.
That used to be my screen name.
I knew I was talking to you.
Yeah, that was
There's a lot of pockets. You can carry it like a briefcase. It's waterproof shell, so feel this part.
So if the plane goes down, you're going to be fine.
Their bag is going to be fine, at least. You might not be. Feel this nylon.
No, it's so. Let's do an ASMR.
Oh, yeah. Let me do a zip.
Oh,
Everyone
just got hard. So this is like, there's so many zippers. It's really heavy duty. One of my favorite things about this bag is that when you adjust the straps to your liking, please sit. Thank you. Good girl. When you adjust the straps to your liking, look what you can do. You know all the hanging straps?
Mm-hmm.
It has a clip You clip them. Oh my God. I'm never bringing her in any of these things again. She's the worst behaved when I do podcasts.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Dogs are notorious for ruining podcasts. Like, there's only one dog I know that can sit through a podcast.
And that's Chooch.
It's just, yeah.
So one of the things that I love the most about this bag is that when you adjust the straps to your liking, they come with a little clip that like tucks them back in, which I kind of like. It's just like the little things like that.
It's very designed.
Yes.
It's a statement. And if anyone's into fashion, they would definitely appreciate all these little choices.
And it's a backpack, but it opens like a suitcase.
It's screaming MacBook Pro 18 inch. I mean, look. Because this computer...
You can fit that in there.
Won't fit in anything, and look.
Oh, no, and it's going to fit in there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
By the way, it is vegan.
It is vegan.
Yes, which is really cool, because I have a really hard time buying... Even the pulls, like the little pulls are leather sometimes, and I'm like, well...
Oh, yeah, then you won't do it.
So that's really exciting for me.
Yeah, it's really great. I loved the yellow. I loved the red. I don't think I need a bigger size, because I never really check a bag.
Mm-hmm.
But I
try
love,
not to as well.
Honestly, I'm going to Vegas in a few days. Just for like a couple nights. And I think this is going to be a perfect size.
I love this. Every time I'm texting with you about coming over, you're like, oh, I'm off to blah, blah. I love your lifestyle.
My lifestyle is, I'm just kind of getting back some of that travel that I didn't get last
year. Is Lottie going to Vegas?
Fuck no. Okay, she's not.
Because, you know.
Could she handle it? No, she's a gambling addict.
That's true.
And
she'd
I
be
also,
texting you, Mom, I need another 20.
I also from Amazon bought these luggage tags, also colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put different color, like the green tag is now on the yellow bag. And I put a light blue tag on the red bag. Things are getting crazy
in
my
house. I'm telling you.
But I was actually really surprised. You know, sometimes you buy stuff like this and you're like, it's just a bag.
Yes.
You know, but I actually think this is a great travel bag.
No, I want one specifically for my giant computer.
Yeah.
And look at this pink one they have.
Yeah, that's a new, they said that's like a limited edition. You gotta get it.
Did they send you like a referral thing?
No, they didn't. And I would love them to. I think there is a link that if you used it, it would support the pod, but it wouldn't help you get any money off.
Well, I would at least do that.
I mean, I would really appreciate
that.
Because
that's the thing about these companies. When their product is so good, they like don't do discounts. You know what I mean? Like Rothy's.
Yeah, they're like, we don't need you.
They're like... You want a discount? That's cute. No,
yeah.
Get in line.
I think, you know, Baboon to the Moon, I did email you. You didn't email me back. Let me know. But I would, I mean, I hope that this is.
Well, you just sold them a bunch of bags, including me.
I'm glad. I put it in the Facebook group too. I was like, look, I gave in. I bought it. I'll let you guys know. And I'm excited to tell everybody that I really liked it. I mean, I honestly like it so much that this really could be like. Imagine if we were recording a podcast and I brought like my stuff. Like, this could
perfect.
Totally handle that.
Perfect.
And I like the
it's
fact.
It's a duffel. It's a backpack.
It's
a travel
on.
I mean, it's truly utilitarian, and the color and the style of it is so fun.
Yeah. And what I like the most too is that like it takes into consideration so many different things. Like the piece of the bag that opens up is the thing that is closest to your back. So there's no way for anyone to open it up.
That's
there's no
great.
Way for it to
I've
spill.
Been pickpocketed before.
Me too.
My sidekick got taken out of my purse at the Beverly Center when I was 23.
Not your sidekick.
My sidekick.
Your T-Mobile sidekick?
My T-Mobile sidekick got swiped.
Oh my God. Yeah, you don't want that.
At the parking garage when I was paying my parking.
I don't like that.
I know.
There's room for like all this stuff. I don't know. I love like my away suitcase or whatever, but
But you need a carry-on.
You need a carry-on.
Currently, I have a backpack that is too small for my laptop, so I need this.
Here, G thinks, we do have something called the backpack, which is an Amazon backpack that's often between $20 and $25 that I use and I love.
Yeah.
But I also need something big. Like, it's not enough as like a weekend bag.
Yes.
It's enough. It's a backpack.
Yes.
But this could be a weekend bag.
Yeah, and I would love to see that.
And it's about to be. And it's about to be.
I bet you could stuff the shit out of that thing, too.
Oh, and
like,
I plan on it. Yeah.
Are y'all flying or driving?
Oh, I'm flying.
Are y'all doing Jet Suite X?
What the hell is that?
Oh, honey, next time you better do Jet Suite X.
Oh, is that like that celebrity airport?
I mean, I wouldn't call it celebrity airport, but it's a smaller private plane.
I'm not that.
No, it's not. It's affordable. It's not that much.
Oh, tell me what not that much means.
Especially now. Well, you can fly from LA to Vegas for like 30 cents, but this is probably a couple hundred.
But I paid a couple hundred for my plane ticket.
You got to do it next time. I mean, honestly, I don't know what your flight thing is. If you can cancel, fucking look it up. It's so fun. It's so fast. You go to your own airplane hangar with a fake Friends Central Perk facade that you can like take fucking thirst traps on.
That's horrible. But okay.
And then you don't have to go through security. You don't have to wait. It's like,
you guys, and, LA is so
I know
weird.
And Chuchi went and walked on the tarmac and walked up the stairs on her own. And honey, did I get footage of it? Of course I did. And it's so fun.
Jackie's like hanging out with like a cryogenically frozen Paris Hilton from 2006. Like my little dog went up the stairs on our private plane. Yeah, kind
of. Well, no, listen. First of all, I don't believe in flying private. It's so wasteful. This is a smaller plane and they just don't allow a ton. There aren't a ton of people.
How many people?
I don't know. 30? 70? I don't know. I mean, everybody look it up.
Here's the thing. It's like a 40-minute flight.
Yeah.
So I wasn't like, I got an email too from like American Airlines being like, do you want to upgrade to first class for $45? And I was like, not really. Cause it's 40 minutes. It's not worth it to me. Yeah. Even if it is $45, that's $45 I could be spending on
at the slots.
At the slots.
You could give Dilati to go.
I'm going to go nuts.
Yeah.
I love those slots.
I want you to.
I'm a crazy. I'm a kook. With the slots, but I'm gonna have this thing with
me, looking good.
And it can sit out in the rain, and nothing gets wet. And I'm just excited about it.
I want that pink one.
I think you should get it because that will actually go out of stock soon because it's a limited.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you got to get the pink.
Well, you have to send me the link.
I will
to
send
use.
You a link for the pink.
Link for the pink.
So that's a Baboon to the Moon mini go bag, and I also got the small, but I brought the mini today, and I'm pumped about it. And then the other thing that I bought that I really loved are the shoes that I'm wearing right now. Do you get
I did compliment you when
you came
in.
Do you get these advertised to you?
No.
They're like the Sabas. They're handmade in Turkey. You buy them in LA,
artisanal.
But I got them sent to me.
Artisanal.
These are the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn in my life. No break-in period. Wow. They don't smell. They mold
they
to your feet.
They look very soft.
Yeah. They're real soft. And they come in, similar to Baboon to the Moon, just any color you can think of. I'm going for purple next time.
Wow. I love this new bold accessory.
I know. Well, that's the thing is like all my clothes are black. So now I can add
those
in
pops, honey.
Just a pop.
Yes.
You know, my nails are pink.
Yes.
I did that for you.
Yes.
So these are really
expensive.
I can't
expensive. Believe you don't have any makeup on.
Why do I look like I don't have makeup?
You're because you when you walked in, you were like, don't film me. I don't have any makeup on. Your skin is so nice.
Thank you.
And even.
Wait, thank you. Really?
I have like a melasma beard.
No.
I'm so impressed that you have no discoloration.
But I'm also very pink. You can tell me.
You're pink, but it's an even pink.
Wow. Just a full pink.
A full, like a, but a flush.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
A full flush.
There's no like deep splotchies pink.
No, I don't. My skin is fine. My issues come in other places, you know? But I'm wearing, the only thing I'm wearing is the First Aid Beauty Coconut Primer. That's it.
Wow. I can't believe I get to do your foundation too. I thought I was just going to do your
eyes.
No. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm going to have so much fun.
Yeah, you guys, this reel is out on Instagram now. If you haven't seen it yet, it's went up right before we put the episode up. So I'm a big fan. My two big colorful Instagram, Facebook got me purchases.
Yeah.
So I was like, Jackie, please tell me you have succumbed to.
I have. I'm only human after all.
I know.
Well, the first thing I'm going to say, and this is technically not an ad, but I bought the Cover Your Assets game.
I'm so excited.
I heard you. I saw your Instagram. I read the Facebook post about this game, and I sat on it, and then you posted it was on sale the other day,
sale.
And I hit the link, honey.
I'm glad.
Because I finally was like, fuck it, I'm buying this game.
It's so fun.
The Amazon reviews are like, my family and I don't speak anymore because this game got so intense. And I'm like, Ben and his brother are literally the most competitive two people I've ever met. And he's coming to visit
soon.
You're
going to have a great time.
And I'm like, is there going to be a divorce? Is there going to be like a family separation?
Estrangement,
like, yeah. I'm telling you, I can't fucking wait to play this
with
them.
It is so much fun.
It just came because of you.
It's still in the plastic.
So I got an ad from you, but not an ad.
I know.
You know what I mean?
No, this is my influence. I mean, my best friend texted me 2 days ago when I was posting about this as a joke. She was like, hey, have you ever heard of that game Cover Your Assets? And I was like, Rachel, fuck off. But this game,
they should hire you.
They
do ads or something.
Grandpa Beck really should hire me.
Grandpa, so, if you're listening.
I also noticed you have a circle dining room table.
Yes.
Perfect for this game.
Can't wait.
The rundown of this game, if you've somehow missed my...
Well, I honestly have seen, but I don't know how to play it. I just know that it's like, it looks very unassuming, like this is a stupid little kitty game or something.
No, it can get really intense.
Okay,
the idea is that, you know, you build your wealth.
Oh, shit.
But that whatever is... So you're like, you know, oh, I have a pair of like two cars that's $15,000. I'm going to put my pair down. And then if you have a car card in your hand, you can be like, Caroline, give me the cars off the top.
Oh, shit.
But if I have like another car, I'm like, no, Jackie, I'm going to keep them. And then it's like back and forth. And then you have this big stack. So the point of Cover Your Assets is to make it around the circle without anyone stealing what's on top. You put a new set of cards
on
top.
This is like an allegory for like...
Right.
yeah.
capitalism in yeah. life. And then no one can take them.
Multi-generational wealth.
But it's similar to a very good basketball game. It all kind of comes down to the last 5 minutes when it's like...
So a total underdog could take the game. Okay.
Like someone could be like hoarding wild cards yes. and then at the end being just like... Dan has strategy. The thing that I love about this game, and then we can move on to the thing, the workout clothes I know you want to tell me about, yes. is that there's like rules, but... A lot. It's like 40% rule, 60% strategy. So you can play differently like every yes, time.
And nobody's going to know what you're going to pull.
No.
Wow. I'm honestly terror. I just got like a little terror anxiety.
It is really fun.
Yeah.
I think kids, it says like ages 7+. And I think for like kind of, I think it definitely works for kids. I think it's like a good kids game. But I think when you get all adults playing it, it becomes this like ruthless. Like every time we play it with people, everyone gets mad at Dan because Dan's strategy is like top notch and there's a lot of like, fuck you, Dan. Oh, like by the end, it's great.
I feel like I have a lot of family, as I just told you, coming to visit me soon. And this might make them go stay at a hotel.
That's what you want with me.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. I'm excited about
this. It's really fun.
And my nephew is 7. So that an easy target. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like we could just... I need all the help I can get.
You could just railroad that 7-year-old and cover your assets.
Traumatize him for life.
It is such a fun game. I have bought so many other like Grandpa Beck games.
Oh, really? And I also think this is a great present.
Yes.
Because people don't know what to expect.
Yes.
And it would, and it's such a great size for travel and.
It didn't really occur to me until I bought Cover Your Assets, like on a whim, that there are so many games. Like I know that kind of sounds stupid, but you're sort of used
Have you ever played Codenames?
Yes, I love Codenames.
We played that in Delaware when I first met Ben's family, and it was like fucking ruthless.
Do you know that there is an online version of Codenames? Because we played.
Yes, we played over Zoom.
Me too.
It was so
Horsepaste.com.
It's a hard game.
It's really hard.
There's a hummy outside.
Oh, hummy!
Look, Caroline.
Oh, I see it.
I gotta get a feeder right there.
So many good hummies.
There's so many hummies.
Oh, yeah. You guys got to get a good bird feeder out here.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. There's so many games. It sounds like a silly thing to say, but when you kind of just assume there's like Monopoly and Candyland.
There's so many indie games
that
are killing it. And there's probably blogs and Reddit and all kinds of stuff about it.
Yeah, I've gotten really into it. And the thing about Cover Your Assets that I like is that it's cards. There's no pieces.
It's easy,
you can bring it wherever. We brought ours to Hawaii.
Do you get sick of it? No?
Okay, I haven't yet.
I can't wait. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Dan, honestly, like last night, we were at home and we were bored. And Dan was like, you can't, it's a game for, the more people, the better the game is. But Dan was like, are you sure we can't play Cover Your Assets with just two people? I was like, no. It won't work. But we were like that bored that we were like, let's start playing this game together. But it is fun. We don't get bored of it. I love teaching it to people because everyone kind of comes in thinking like, okay. And then they leave like
another person.
Just like
they're changed.
Yeah. Like we taught it to our friends Tessa and Jeff, and they immediately did a Palm Springs weekend with their friends. They bought the game and now their friends are obsessed with it. So I'm the Jehovah's Witness.
No, you are.
Cover Your
Assets. You should start going door to door.
I'm going
to.
I'm be like, hello.
I'm not even joking.
My name is Elder Moss. Yeah. I'm here to tell you
about the most amazing game.
About the most amazing game. What if we?
Hello.
Oh no! Here's another idea.
Uh-oh.
Jackie and I starring Grandpa Beck the musical.
Hey, Book of Mormon, Cover Your Assets.
Yeah.
It kind of fits. We wouldn't even have to change up any lyrics.
We wouldn't even have to. All right, guys. Another idea for another day.
Yes.
But I know. So you are influenced by me to buy Cover Your Assets.
Yes.
But you also said something to me that I was like, well, we got to talk about this. You said TikTok. Athleisure.
Yes. So
tell me more.
Okay. So the same girl,
Michaela,
who I bought the palette from.
Yes.
She posted, she did a stitch, which is when you put somebody else's TikTok at the top of your TikTok that you're sort of wanting to talk about whatever they talked about.
It's not a duet.
No, there's stitch and there's duet. Duet is when they play side by side.
Got
stitch
it.
Is when you just take the top of somebody's. She
I know.
So on hers, she was this really pretty young woman.
Yeah.
And she was in this cute little two-piece yoga athletic outfit. And she goes, and this cute little girl was like, oh my God, I got this on Amazon. And then clip to Michaela and she goes, I had to buy it. And she tries on all that. No, everybody has completely different body types. And I just said, I'm always looking for shorts for the Peloton because pants can get too hot.
Jackie tapped her foot and Lottie went nuts.
I'm sorry, Lottie.
Lottie
agrees with me.
Chill out. Yeah, pants do get too hot, she says.
And when I clicked on the price, I was absolutely, and now it is Amazon, you know, you don't know where this is coming from. It was like $30 for a sports bra and a set of shorts that match.
Let's see.
And I said, this is probably going to be crap, but whatever.
Okay.
And it's so cute. But this is the set. And this woman is super curvy. Michaela, that woman is more straight bodied, narrow. Michaela is sort of a curvy, petite. She's
4'11". Can I tell you something?
What?
I just bought that in lime green.
You did? No joke. Same one?
But in an XL. So they exist. The plastic size exists. They are so cute.
I'm
so glad.
But it is thin. I wouldn't say you could leave the house and walk around in this without feeling a little exposed. But for around the house and for doing, like I said, yoga, Peloton, light exercise.
There's also just something so great about matching.
Yes, it's so cute.
You feel
like you have your life together.
Like you have your life together when you're matching. Yes. So I know that I found those in a plus size.
Yes.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
The bra actually was even, I would say it actually ran a little large. What size did you buy?
Small.
You bought a small. Okay. Did you feel like it fit?
Yeah. When I opened them, I was like, how am I going to fit into this?
Here's the thing though.
It's very stretchy.
You are tall and thin.
Yes.
I would have almost put you in a medium, but the fact that you bought a small makes sense to me because if I'm usually an extra large, I think if I had bought a large, it might have even fit better.
Yeah.
So I think it does. I think because of the stretch, it probably like...
Right.
It depends on what you want the fit to be.
Yeah.
Like the extra large bra top was like too big on me.
Yeah.
There was like a lot of space. But it is super cute.
It was cute. It was cheap. It was a quick TikTok swipe and they got me.
Yeah.
They got me.
They got you.
But I got Cover Your Assets as well. So I'm telling you, I killed it.
There you go. And Cover Your Assets is small business. Grandpa
Beck.
Yay,
Grandpa, we see you.
We love him. Grandpa Beck. I mean, it just makes me want to design a game. You know what I mean?
You should.
I know.
And if you would like me to help,
oh
we
my
can
God.
Add it to our list.
Another
Lenny
idea.
Kravitz.
The Lenny
you've
Kravitz
been,
Museum
you've gotten
game.
Lenny Dick or something. No, because
Cover Your Dick. The Lenny Kravitz game.
Cover Your Dick.
Cover Your Dick.
I feel something happening there.
I've felt something happening every time we talk.
I know. We're idea gals.
We're idea
call
gals.
Call us for the ideas.
Call us for the ideas.
The follow through, call someone else.
You execute. We'll come up with the ideas. Exactly. That's right. That's our slogan.
But we are doing
the makeover. Give you the ideas, then we leave.
And then we just go home.
You pay us.
Yes.
We don't do anything
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
I love it. So now we have this. Okay. So we got the baboon to the moon.
Yes.
We have these Saba shoes.
We
have
got cover
your
assets. Which I'm sure everyone be excited about you posting again. Your friend will text you.
Here's the thing though. Everyone's like, oh, they should be giving you money. And I'm like, but that's the whole point. This is like,
well, it's like me with Scrub Daddy.
Right.
Scrub Daddy. All I wanted was for them to know who I was.
Right.
And they follow me on Instagram now. Do you know how big that is?
Yeah.
Did they send me a 24 karat gold daddy necklace? No.
No.
But maybe they will.
Christmas is only 5 months away.
That's true.
And for me, you know, I never knew one of my grandpas and my other grandpa died 10 years ago. So Grandpa Beck, I'm just looking for another grandpa.
I'm telling you,
if you're still with us,
out what we don't have.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just looking to fill a void. Yes. I don't need your money, Grandpa.
No.
I just want your love.
Of course.
I just want your love. Well, you guys, another great episode of G Thanks Just Bought It, the mini episodes with Jackie of Natch Butte. Of course, another mini will be up on the Natch Butte feed next week. And if you missed last week's mini on the Natch Butte feed, go there. Lottie joined us. Not great.
She chilled out.
But she was okay. Yeah. She chilled out until Jackie tapped her foot twice and Lottie was like,
sorry, Lottie. I get a little excited.
Lottie. She's like, why am I here? What am I doing? Where's Ben? Where are we going to play football?
He'll be home soon and he has a Zoom at 11. So after that, he can party.
Ben's got the Zoom where it happens. The Zoom at 11. The Zoom at 11.
No one. Maybe we should dance in the background and sing it.
Oh my God. That would be great for the Zoom.
Yeah. I'm sure. I don't even know what his meeting's for.
That will take it. He'll love that. All right, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
The Zoom where it happens. The Zoom where it happens. The Zoom where it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.